You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Let's see. Olympics. Some more gold medals in track.
Good.
Some world records. I like this one. The women's 800 meter event. A U.S. athlete named Athing Mu was the first to win for an American that event since 1968. So it's been over 50 years. And that's a track and field event. So I'm a little surprised that we haven't done well enough in that.
I don't know.
We're back. And Jeremy's like, I don't know.
How long is 800 meters?
So that would be a little longer than 8 football fields.
Wow. All right.
How'd you do it like that?
Why does it have to be 800 meters? I don't know what that is.
Say, how many times around the track is
8
that?
Football fields. It's the 8 football field run. I'm in. I'm watching that.
How fast could you be running by the time you got to the 8th football field?
I think I'd do pretty good through about 5, 4 maybe, 4.5.
I don't think so.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be running all out?
Sure.
Man, when we get together,
I smell
again,
a TikTok.
We are going to one of these high school football fields, and I'm going to get a little stopwatch.
I'm going to say 4,
and we're going to time you on your splits. You know, the first football field, the second one, the third one, the fourth. We're going to see if you're still.
I mean,
running
by
as
8,
fast.
I'm not going to be doing as good by 8, but I can do solid 4 football.
You're going to slow down a lot by the time you get to the second one.
You don't know.
You run all out.
I'll even do it in cowboy boots.
Oh, yeah. You're doing what?
I'll do it in cowboy boots even.
Didn't we race down the hall once?
We did. I won. And I was in cowboy boots.
I don't think you won. Huh? I think you also jumped the gun.
Oh, stop. Yeah.
What else we got? The only other sports thing is the Rockies. Boy, they whooped up on the Cubs last night.
Good job.
13-6. We even had a grand slam, don't you know?
Nice.
Those two teams play again tonight at Coors Field. I would imagine all the Cubbies fans are out at Coors Field, so they got quieted down last night. The people over at Amazon have announced for all the Middle Earth fans the actual launch date for their Lord of the Rings TV series, which LOTR fans have been frothing at the mouth once they've heard about this. The whole idea is that they're supposed to, what they're positioning this as, Jer, is like Game of Thrones on steroids.
Yeah, so I'm sure it'll be well done.
They want to up the Game of Thrones game.
Yeah, all right.
Anyway, it's filming down in New Zealand. That's where the movies were made. So anyway, that will be coming out now. Not this year. You got to wait 13 months. It will premiere in September of 2022.
Dang.
All right. This story, I just found this interesting. They went out and quizzed men and women, asking them, what's the hottest job that you would be attracted to? So women who were interested in men were asked, what occupation is the most attractive? And the women who were interested in men said doctor, followed by lawyer.
Okay.
Is that right?
Well, is there a correlation to the size of the paycheck as well?
Well, maybe.
Does that make you hotter?
But with a doctor, you're also, a caregiver. You're maybe nurturing to a certain extent.
You might be carrying a lot of student debt, and that is so hot.
Right.
According
to men, the hottest job a woman can have is nurse.
Okay.
So the guys get doctor. Women is nurse. Hello, 1950s. We've arrived.
Well, and there's nothing. These are all like stereotypical.
The top 4 for women: nurse, elementary school teacher, doctor, throwing them a bone there, and secretary.
They're all these fantasy jobs,
So you think this is role-playing stuff?
Yeah.
What roles do you and Nicole play?
We don't. I'm a pimple and she's a dermatologist and no, nothing like that.
You don't ever play like the IRS agent who's coming to give you an audit.
Right. I'm here about some back taxes.
You've been very naughty.
Baby got back taxes.
Try that one.
I'll give it a shot.
Send Nicole a text right now and see if she'd be interested in that. Hey, you want to play tax auditor and
tax evasion?
Yeah.
Chase her around the house.
that's so dumb. All right, what else
is
trending?
Oh, Amazon is trending. Would you be cool with letting Amazon have pictures of your hands? That right there sounds like some sort of fetish thing. but right now, Amazon is offering a $10 store credit in exchange for customers submitting a digital scan of their palm. Right. So Amazon is getting into biometric palm print scanners, and it's at their brick and mortar stores, and then it's trickling over to Whole Foods stores too, because they own Whole Foods. So basically, they want a picture of your palm, and then they've got these scanners, like when you have a cart full of your junk, you just go up to the camera and you wave at the camera with your palm. That's connected to your credit card. Beep, boop, bop, boop. They charge you. You walk out the door. All right? It's like you're waving.
Well, you don't have to do it like that. It's the device is pointing up, so you just run your hand across the top of it. You don't
it's
touch
very
it.
Futuristic.
They refer to it as contactless personal identity or something.
Correct.
So you just, it's like you see in science fiction movies. You just run your hand over the thing.
And they're couching it as a service that makes it easier for you to move through the world. It's just simple, you know.
But I
now
would sign up for that.
Everyone's like, okay, so now you have my personal palm scan and you're giving me $10 for it, essentially. And then my hand is in some sort of hand database.
What would they do with that?
You could hack all sorts of things eventually, probably. Then there, I mean, you got your thumbprint on there.
Well, but
that's a big deal.
Don't you use the fingerprint thing on your phone?
I don't.
Oh.
Because I don't want anyone stealing my prints.
What about the facial ID thing?
Well, I do the face thing.
Oh, okay. So it doesn't make any difference. They've already got your face. They've got your face. They've got your email address, your phone number, your address.
I can disguise my face, though.
They have your social security number. They have your credit card information because you make purchases.
They have my whole entire purchasing history.
But you're drawing the line at your palm.
Not my palm. You don't need to know how long my lifeline is.
Way to make a stand. You can have every bit of information about me you want except my palm.
So where do you stand on this?
I'm all for it. I like it.
You know, bottom line is it does sound really damn convenient, doesn't
convenient.
It? Like, I want to open up my car. I want to open up my house.
Yeah.
You know, you have a safe in the house. You wave your hand in front of it.
I like it.
I kind of like it, too. It's kind of cool.
I would like that for my, my door and everything at my house. So instead of having a key or whatever, that so you can get in or, the
I'm
lights.
Home. Waving
You know, and if it's cold outside and you got a glove on, then you got to take the
screwed.
Glove off.
That's
didn't
funny.
Know you were so protective of your palm.
Well, I'm just, there's a lot of...
There's a few lines there, too.
Yeah.
Is it because it's been rubbed raw? I mean, can they not...
I have the smoothest hands.
Can they not read anything on there? It's
actually,
like glass.
My thumbprint is gone, actually, now that I look at it. All right, what else is going on in the world?
That's enough.
The TikTok thing, that's stupid. It's corn ribs. If anyone's interested, there's a thing now on TikTok called corn ribs. It's on our Facebook if you want to check it out. The Titanic has been at the bottom of the Atlantic for what, Dom? Like, you were in high school. It was like...
109 years?
110 years, this story says. But it also says it's still claiming new victims. There's a new Titanic museum in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee.
Oh, right. That's where Dollywood is.
Yeah, that's right. You're right.
I want to go there.
I believe we went out there as kids because I think there's a bunch of Civil War stuff out there that we went through and saw, but... Trip of a lifetime. out there at the Titanic Museum, they've got a 10-foot-tall fake iceberg. Made out of real ice, so you can actually go and touch it and see ice feels like.
That's rather tacky, isn't it?
Isn't it? They're like, here, this is what the iceberg felt like that sunk this ship.
That's what killed all of these people.
You're like, ooh, ice. Anyway, on Monday, the museum's fake iceberg collapsed and injured three people standing there rubbing the ice. No extent on the...
Sounds like a euphemism.
Again, we don't know the extent of the injuries. They were all taken to the hospital, though. They had to close the museum, but...
I hope they refunded their money.
No joke, man. Like, what a stupid exhibit. Anyway, so that's going on. I want Fat America really quick. There's this ice cream shop in the East Coast called Marble Slab Creamery. They've partnered with Frito-Lay to make Cheetos Flamin' Hot Ice Cream and Cheetos Flamin' Hot Shakes. So if you're into all that stuff, you can now get it in an ice cream. So there's that. All right, let's do clickbait.
Clickbait.
Find us on Facebook, Dom and Jeremy on the FB. You are not going to want to miss this viral video I have posted. Prepared to be impressed. It's a woman who can play three trumpets at the same time.
Crazy.
Enjoy. It's on our Facebook. Search Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.